During the pandemic, millions of Americans got extra money for groceries each month through a government program known as SNAP. But now those extra benefits are going away. Starting this month, an average household is losing $95 a month, and in some cases, it's going to be much more than that. This comes at a time when wages can't keep up with high inflation. Food prices have soared 10% from a year ago. Earlier today, I spoke with Michael Flood, CEO of the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank.
To have this cut occur now, and also with the impact of inflation, it's really a double whammy for these families and individuals. And that's putting more pressure on the food bank, our partner agencies, in trying to provide as much food to people who are coming.
Well, a lot of people are going to say, listen, these benefits were for the pandemic. The crisis of the pandemic is over. But can you give us a sense of what it means for people to lose even $95 from their food budget?
It causes a lot of anxiety. A lot of households have children in them. Some have older adults. Some are just individuals, perhaps dealing with some type of disability. And, you know, to have that type of cut happen for many overnight, they weren't necessarily following things closely in terms of the benefit levels and what was happening. We certainly are appealing for Congress and the administration to do what they can to ease this blow. But, you know, we will do what we can to provide help to people who need it.
And to the critics who say it's a handout?
Well, I would say it's a moral imperative, and it makes also common sense for us to ensure that Americans have access to nutritious food. It makes us a stronger and more productive country, and it's the right thing to do.
Michael Flood is the CEO of the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, these cuts are going to hit home for about 16 million people who depend on SNAP benefits to feed themselves and their families. Gina Lee is one of them. She's a single mom in Reading, Pennsylvania. Gina, hello.
Thank you. Hello.
And I'm sorry to hear it's been kind of a tough time lately. I understand that you used to get $513 a month, but now it's down to $300. What's losing that extra money meant for you and your family?
Well, I have a teenage daughter that I have to feed. Thank God she gets food from school, and we just try and save as much as possible with the food that we have to last us a whole month. But if it doesn't last me a whole month, then I have to talk to family members and reach out to them to help pay for groceries to last me till I get my next round of food stamps again. But grocery prices are outrageous.
Yeah, walk me through a typical grocery store visit. I mean, what kind of food have you struggled to afford?
I can't afford hamburger, chicken, lunch meat, cereals, eggs, milk. That seems about just about the most that I noticed lately that has gone up.
Yeah. Well, that list you just gave me, those are the staples, right? Those are important things for a family to have. Is going to the grocery store a stressful experience for you?
Yes, very. I feel like I'm not doing enough to provide for my daughter for a whole entire month. And then she's like, Mom, we need this, and Mom, we need that. I'm like, I have to apologize to her and say, I'm sorry, honey, we're just going to have to wait till our next SNAP benefit comes through so we can get the necessities that we need.
Have you been able to work?
No, I'm disabled.
So what's the plan here, Gina? Do you think you're going to find a way to make up for the lost money so that your family can get enough to eat?
I'm hoping I get approved for disability. I have Social Security through my ex-husband, but that ends in May because my daughter turns 16. So if I don't get approved for disability, I won't even be able to buy household necessities.
Have you been going to the food bank more often? I know, I hear they're very busy lately.
Yes, I have a friend who has been a great help to me with the Reading Food Bank here. and she has been giving me a lot of places that I can go, but with my disability, I'm not able to drive, and trying to find somebody to help me go to these places is very hard on me.
Mm. Well, thank goodness you've got a good friend, but I'm thinking that with inflation and the price of groceries and the loss of these benefits, that a lot of other people are having a hard time too.
Oh, yeah.
What about that? Are your friends and neighbors struggling?
Yes. I have a neighbor who has three children, and she's struggling, and she even has a part-time job, and she's still having a hard time getting her food for her three kids.
Mm. At the same time, there's going to be people listening who've never experienced what you have. Could you describe what you feel when you're not able to afford a meal for you and your family?
I feel like crying. I just want to sit down and curl up in a hole and cry because I feel like I'm leaving my child down, that I'm not being a good parent to her, and she doesn't deserve that.
I'm sorry you're carrying that weight. So if you were talking to someone more powerful than me today, the President of the United States or a member of Congress, what would you say to them?
I would ask them to please bring it back. There's a lot of people struggling that need it, especially single parents. I just wish they would bring this extra food stamps back and they would have never stopped it.
Gina Lee is a single mom in Reading, Pennsylvania, lost out on about $213 a month when the extra SNAP benefits ran out on March 1st. Gina, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.